Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. I love this verse in 2 Timothy 2, verse 3. It says, "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." We are to be soldiers in Christ's army. We can follow Him into battle, and He will give us the victory. There's no losing when you're on Jesus' side. It may appear that someone lost, but in the end, Jesus will make all things right. There may even be times of hardship, but we can overcome through Jesus. Wrapping up this week's lesson, aren't we? Yes, we are. It's been pretty exciting, wondering what's going to happen. This big mob of people who were trying to find Paul and were angry at him, all stirred up by Demetrius, the silversmith. They were talked to by the city clerk, who basically told them, "You guys are all acting foolishly. Go home." Did the people believe him, or did they just get angry at him? They believed him. You're right. Let's bow our heads before we start today's lesson. Lord, we want to pray that you will give us your wisdom, give us your love, give us your Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us today. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, Paul was very thankful that God had kept him safe. That day when the mob tried to find him and kill him, Jesus had shown that Paul was to keep on being a missionary for him. But you know what? Paul knew that he needed to leave Ephesus, and he needed to go to other places. He couldn't just stay in one place all the time. He needed to be spreading God's message to others. So Paul talked to the Christians, he encouraged them, and he probably told them to keep trusting in Jesus to faithfully work for him. You know, there could have been some tears in their eyes as Paul hugged each of them and said goodbye. They didn't know when they would see him again. What do you think of the officer? Let's think back over the story of this week. And you know how the city clerk, the city officer, he went out and spoke to the people, basically rebuked them? What do you think of him? How would you describe him? What would be a word to describe him? There's lots of different words. They're called adjectives, and it describes someone or something or a place. How would you describe this city clerk? What's a word that you would use to describe him? I'm thinking of a word. It starts with a B. Brave. Brave. He was brave. He was willing to go and stand in front of a mob, and he didn't know if they would get even more angry at what he was saying or if they would listen to him. He was brave. What's another word that you might use to describe it? How would you describe this sitting officer? So maybe you can talk together as a family and think of a word or words to describe him, okay? You can talk about it together. Now, I want you to think about Demetrius. Do you remember who Demetrius was? He was the silversmith, yes. He was the one who had started all of this. He got mad and angry and jealous, and he got his buddies together who were other silversmiths. And then they decided to go start this mob and try to take care of Paul, right? Well, how would you describe him? What is a word you would use to describe Demetrius? How would you describe him? What is a word that you could use? I'm thinking of a word. It starts with a G. G. Greedy. Demetrius was greedy. He wanted more. He loved money. Now, can loving money be a problem today, even for us? Yes, it can. Can Christians, can they love money more than they love God? Did you know that Paul talks about it? Let's look up 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. 1 Timothy, okay, that's in the New Testament. Let's go through the books of the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy. So 1 Timothy is right after 2 Thessalonians. So 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy. If you need more time, because this is a more challenging one, go ahead and pause, and when you're ready, you can press play again. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. So chapter 6, those are the big numbers, and then verse 10. Let's see what that says.
For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, of which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
What does Paul say? The love of money is the what? The root of all what? Evil. We have cactus where we live. Cactus are horrible, horrible plants. I mean, they have their purpose, but they're awful for people. They are very prickly. They're very prickly. They have these long spines. And if you break off a piece of the cactus and you throw it on the ground and it gets covered with dirt, or maybe you dig up the ground and it gets covered with dirt, it'll grow more cactus from that piece that was broken off. Cactus is awful. And it has like this root system that goes under the ground. It's very shallow so that it can get all the water it can when it rains a ton. When we have our monsoons in the desert. But this cactus is horrible, and the cactus ends up being the root for other cactuses. Well, Paul is saying that the love of money, when we love money more than other things, it's the root, it's the beginning, it causes other things to grow. And what has happened to some people when they love money? They have strayed from their faith in their greediness, and what else have they done? Pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So when you love money, is that going to bring happiness, or does Paul say that it'll pierce you with sorrows? It'll pierce you. When we first moved here, the boys jumped out of the moving truck and they went and they were exploring the property, and I yelled to them, I was like, look out for the cactus, because I knew that they didn't have like any experience with cactus. And pretty soon, it was about 15 minutes later, I hear this crying and this screaming. And guess what had happened? My son Micah, who was 6 at the time, he had fallen into cactus. And he was wearing jeans, but the cactus had poked all the way through the jeans and was lodged in his leg. And the jeans were stuck to his leg with the cactus. It pierced him. And he had much sorrow. He was so sad and crying, and I had to pull it out, and he was bleeding. And then cactus, they don't just have the big, long spines. They have these little tiny hairs that you almost, like, can't see. And so He had those all in his pants and they stick to everything. It was awful. That's what greediness, that's what loving money does for us. It hurts. Does Jesus want us to love money? No. He gives us money as a tool, but he doesn't want us to love money because that will only bring sorrow. The choices that we make because we love money will bring us sorrow. It can stray us. It can lead us away from Jesus, from the faith, because of our greediness. I don't want to be like that. I want the money that I have to be used to help others. How about you? Let's pray. Lord, in your word it says, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Lord, it can be a root. It can cause evil and heartache and sorrows. But money can also be used as a tool to help build up, to help others, to lead them to Jesus. Help us to use our money to share your love with others. Help us to use it for you, Lord. We love you. Amen. It is our last day for our memory verse, isn't it? Matthew chapter 4, verse 10. Who should we worship? God. Should we worship our money? No. Should we make that first in our life? No. We need to worship Jesus. He is the only one that can bring true happiness.
Matthew 4:10.
Story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.